These days, they fill with color. They're sewn together, and now they're holding us. This place, like a painted vision, and now our intuition gives us hope of what's to come.
Hi everyone, welcome to Simply Blooming's podcast. I'm here with Sasha, and I think Vishnu is going to join us shortly, and possibly Jen if the time zone works out. It's just been a bit tricky with that because everyone is around different parts of the world. So today's podcast is we're going to go deep diving into what it is to be in an elevated oscillation in every nanosecond. It's like change. Change is so natural. It's nothing you have to think about all the time or even at all unless you want to. Elevation of our frequencies and sound waves and vibrations are happening, you know, in our subconscious, our consciousness, and just all of existence always. But how do we relate that into our everyday? And how do we just be present? Because when we're present, we really can feel the experience and expression of those elevations, which is super exciting. Because no matter what's going on in your life, whether you feel like you're just equal, you know, you're going through an equilibrium type stage, or you know, you're going up and down in your emotional body, whatever it is, or you know, whatever it is, it's when you're in that state of presence, being in the now, and it's talked about a lot, but so few of us do it. You know, every moment of our life, because we're always being pulled out of our epicenter. So this is where we're going to focus, is anchoring ourselves in our own inner being, staying connected to that inner being, and then allowing our vibrational vital life force just to share of itself in your cellular structure, which is a mouthful, right? But it's really exhilarating, you know. And then when samskaras come up, you know, things that have happened in your past that you thought you dealt with, if they do come up in any given nanosecond, because maybe there's been a trigger in your external environment, they'll just dissolve without you hooking on, because they're just energetic experiences. If they're great and you want to immerse yourself again, here comes Vishnu, let's just admit him, then that's super great. But if it's something that is causing hindrance in your now moment, then the thrill of just not getting attached to it and allowing and recognizing that it's simply energy, just to let it go and then stay in your presence, is an art form in itself. Hi, Vishnu. We've started. Sasha's just about to park somewhere so he can also contribute. I was just sharing with the audience how we're going to be focusing on elevation, how elevation in our epicenter through sound frequency vibration is a constant, and that it's not something you think about. It's we're constantly oscillating because we're energy in fullness, and that you know, as that, how do we be it now, but also just being it now when a samskara comes out, something that's happened in the past that maybe is triggered by something externally. We were just sharing that to stay anchored in your being allows that samskara or that event to just recognize that it's energy and let it go, rather than it impacting you, unless it's something you want it to do, because that we've noticed that when we've worked with people around the world, we notice that sometimes things from your past experience will come up and it'll be triggered. And whether it's something that just wasn't addressed that you thought that was, or maybe something very similar is happening in the now moment and it's brought that memory up and out, but it's not serving you, because being in the now allows you to create a different scenario instantly. Like it's a nanosecond, microsecond opportunity. And just on that note, you never miss out on anything, you know, because sometimes we feel like we're going to miss, we're geared to it, you know, there's a sale on, it's about to end, get in quick before you miss out. You know, you hear it all the time. Go for that job opportunity. You're going to miss out if you don't act now. And there's so many things, you know, but when you are anchored in your inner being and allowing the oscillation of your vital life force to really calibrate to what is going to serve in your highest wealth spring, health spring, and all of those, and well-being in general, then, you know, the alignment just falls, it's just in place. So that's where we've started. And we've just said that we're going to do this for 40 minutes just so we don't go over time. Because as I shared with some of the audience previously, you know, sometimes we've been a bit lengthy. So what's your thoughts on that, Vishnu, regarding being now as a professor and you're working with people in all different types of environments? What's your thoughts on that?
Namaste, Isis, and hi, Sasha. I think it's what you're just trying to say, that, you know, it's that things come up and then we cling on to it and then we create a reality that, you know, we're going to miss out opportunities. So it's really speaking to my truth right now. And then we create that reality and then letting it go. And that, you know, that's the message, I think there's nothing much to be said about it.
People don't. It comes up all the time. I found that often being a witness of self, but also to others, it's usually something triggers it, you know, and it could have nothing to do with the environment you're currently in, but something in that moment has triggered that memory from wherever, and that becomes the loudest voice within ourselves rather than who you are in that moment, which is not separate to what's happened because obviously it's part of your immersion, but maybe isn't serving you. So what Ganesh is going to come through anyway. Hello, darlings. It's so good. Hello, Sasha. Hello, Vishnu. Thank you so much for joining this wondrous podcast with all of you out in the audience. We're super excited that you're joining this elevation. And you know, darlings, you are so capable, you know, to really live your most wondrous existence that's an eternal existence. And so, you know, I'm very big on the infinite because you're on so many tight deadlines. You know, and I say deadlines because there's a lot of deadlines out there, isn't it? And you're so stressed. Oh my goodness, so stressed. So, you know, Isis is a tree hugger. She loves going out into nature, and no matter what's going on in the vibrations of the isness and the world and so forth, she goes and hugs that Angophora, you know, the Angophora castata, especially in summer, darlings, because it's so cool. It's like this immersion of coolness enveloping her being. It's wonderful. But, you know, what is it for you? You know, maybe you go out for a surf, you know, maybe you go have a chat with a friend, although, you know, sometimes that brings something that you weren't expecting. So we highly recommend, but you do what you do, you be you always, is to just have a chat to the self, you know, and experience what your true self, as in your universal self, is sharing as you, with you, of you, you know, because it's so enlightened. And by enlightened, let's clarify this, it is allowing all of your light and a continuation of your light coming from all of source, all your vibration. And you know, darlings, this is science. You know, this is the essence of science, that knowingness that everything is energy, it is movement, it is creativity, it is always abundant, and it's always infinite. So having that touch base, tuning in into the primordial self, that vastness that you are, one, allows more ether, space, sound to come into your vibrational frequency. That is the true elevation. It's not hooking into a guru or anything like that, but you know, you do you. If that is your thing, you do that. But it is about you knowing that you are your most amazing student, teacher, and so much more. This is an elevation of understanding, you know. If you have a boss, you know, you go to work and you're having some tricky turbulence in there, come back to the self, tune in, have a giggle about the scenario rather than getting all overheated and all the tension, stress, and then wanting to storm out the door and then panicking because how am I going to pay all my bills, you know? So when you come back to the self will always have a plan for you, you know, not separate to you. There's no being outside of you that's going to master your destination for you, because that's not acknowledging your vastness, your isness, your cosmic self that is also human. You know, there's no separation. So you've always got help. You know, let's just say this. There is always help at hand. If you're feeling lost, you're feeling, you know, a bit shattered by different experiences and you need a cuddle and a person isn't available to have a cuddle with, you know, you're not only cuddling yourself, but there's all these beautiful beautiful, vast energies that are just ready to just walk by your side, walk the path, not do it for you, darlings, because that is not kosher, right? Because it's not, it just remember that you are also those beings. You are also vast. You are highly intelligent. You are highly creative and you are capable. You know, you are capable of creating the journey that is for you. And really, in Simply Blooming, that is really where we're at. It is just mirroring back what is possible if you so desire to be in a human form and be that vast cosmic creative energy of light, you know, and decide what kind of world you want to create, because your decision makers, your action orientated, even when you do nothing, there is still some action, you know, going on in your horizon, and then ready to immerse yourself in those action momentum and flow, and then, you know, there is your ecstatic state, you know, your samadhi, you know, you do not need to go and have your, you know, fungi mushrooms and have that kind of hallucinogenic. You don't need to, because your energy is so abundantly creative. You can get into that ecstatic state just by being pure presence. That is super exhilarating for your whole entire cellular structure. So I'm so glad you've stopped driving there, Tasha. So what are your thoughts on that? We'd love to hear from both you and Vishnu on your own understanding of elevation, both your personal experience and, you know, you're both teachers, creators, and so much more, how you feel your own flow in these things.
Thank you so much for sharing. And as I was driving, hello Vishnu, hello Ganesh. So as I was driving to this place, I was actually easier than before. I was present in what am I doing, and at the same time I'm present with the streaming of Ganesh sharing, and I realized that when we simply immerse ourselves to the activity of the present moment, that allowing ourselves to fully merge with it, whatever it is, it doesn't have to have any preparation for it. So you just dive. You dive into it. And then that is the meditative state that, however we can call it, sattvic state, state of presence, that basically encapsulates all those ideas, encapsulates the understanding of elevation for me. That's the more I practice the everyday life with that state of mind, the more I realize there is no need for a separate procedure. Mm-hmm. Like, well, yes, of course, we want to experience different modalities in how we perceive, because that's how we learn. We encounter a different way of tuning into yourself, different from habitual, like, world oriented, deadline oriented, trying to get things done, but tuning into the process itself. When it's fully integrated, it just becomes playfulness of life itself, and then there is no resistance, and we may enjoy mushroom, but we don't have to, you know what I mean? We may enjoy cannabis, but we don't have to, because there's so much more powerful chemistry within our brain is already, and so it's simply the willingness to experience different types of experiences. And DMT as well, whatever. It's the most powerful chemistry factory is right there. But the experiences are always easy when it's in alignment with your true desire. And what's your true desire is always up to your inner being, connection to that source. Then there's no resistance, and all the chemistry and biology dance together in harmonic frequency, harmonic resonance.
Yeah, so true. Vishnu, what are your thoughts on it and your experience?
I was just going to ask a question, not just of experience, actually. Because no matter how much I intellectualize it, I know that as human beings, sometimes we just get caught up in that. So, so my question is, if these thoughts are not serving us in our highest possibility, why do they occur in the first place?
Because when we're in separation, then that separation causes an overdrive in our thinking process. So when we're in non-separation, we don't go into that overdrive. And in a world that's based on scarcity, which we can change, we definitely are able to change it, then our thinking processes shift in our molecular structure, our chemistry. It's literally a chemistry. It's science. And so when we do that, and then we overthink, we overhash things, we go over and over, and then the storyline starts to amplify and change depending on our mental emotional state. So that's why we always love to share when you come back into your presence in your now moment, that overthinking, that overdrive in our thinking processes is nullified. So it stops straight away. It's not even something you have to work at. It's something that literally stops. So Ganesh always, dear darlings, I always come back to the breath for human form because it is such a natural at easement when you use your breath, you know. So you just allow yourself to breathe. Your mind connects to the breath. So if you're anxiety, you're like that with your breath, obviously your mind is also doing that same thing. You calm into the breath, which is then calming your into your ether, which is space. And as soon as you find yourself in a spacious flow, you feel relaxed. Your whole digestive system relaxes. You know, it's no longer tense. And so therefore your thinking process has vacated. You're empty. The emptiness of the overdrive of thinking has calmed itself naturally. It naturally does. So your heart, that's the thing. People don't realize how highly intelligent they are. So they're outsourcing all the time. You know, we're outsourcing now to IA because that's considered the intelligence. But, you know, what we are as beings, as people, is incredibly intelligent. We don't always use it in a wise way, whatever that is. Every one of you is going to have an opinion on that. But, you know, we don't. And that's usually and more often than not is because we have a disconnect on different vibrational frequencies. And the wonderful thing about being present in this day and age is it's, you know, through neuroscience and all different fields of quantum physics and physics, that, you know, and this beautiful, amazingly gifted scientists that are really paving the way, whether they've gone through the biological within nature or they're diving deeper into the human psyche, because they're not separate. You know, how we interact with all of life is all connected. So when you come into your presence, you know, and we're all scientists on some level anyway, we're discovering, we're exploring whatever that channel of energy is moving into. So when we're into our state of presence, there's such an anchoring into our earth center. We feel much more grounded. So we feel more sane rather than getting caught up in the insanity of what's going on and the chaos.
Is it true that even most people currently as a humanity that experience, or even the so-called gurus, do they have those separation, those moments that were there?
So we're in everyone is in a human form and we're connected on different levels, definitely. Like, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, there's a connection on some frequency. You may never experience it directly in one lifetime or many lifetimes, depending on where you're coming from with your understandings. But everyone will experience some microsecond of, like, quicker than a blink of an eye where that'll be expressed, but it's not, the difference is it's not held on to. What we do as people is we have an experience and we hold on. So experiences are energy. When you let them just keep flowing, they flow. They don't anchor into your subconscious, get buried deep, and then rise up and feel like it's coming back to bite you or haunt you, or it could be a happy memory and you know, you elevated, and that's wonderful too. It can be all those experiences, but they're energy experiences. So therefore, if something isn't serving you it's just really wise to just let it flow, let it keep flowing. But what happens, it gets stuck and we get those energy blockages. So if you're into, you know, Chinese medicine and or any of the medicines of the ancient ones, they used to use different pressure points within the body to unblock energy, you know, points. So that's still so valid. It's just not always understood in our everyday life, unless you've gone into the study of it and you embody it and embrace it. But all the sciences and all those medicines are science. Ayurveda, Siddha medicine, Unani medicine, herbalism, acupressure, they go really deep into our understanding of science and the energetics of it. They're all quantum field based. It's just that over time, different modalities have taken over that, and we forget that our bodies are energy in motion, and therefore, when we have an experience, you know, it's like trauma. If you've been in a terrible car accident, that trauma then gets stuck as energy in your, and you relive it a lot of the time, you know. So, or some sadness that hits you, you'll have a memory that will come up, and it'll hit, knock you out. Like you just, you know, feel this wave of sadness. So allowing the energy to just keep flowing, you know, allows for a smooth flow rather than one where you start to get so many blockages in your system that it creates a dis-easement within the self, you know, within your human form. So,
I also wanted to add something. We have frequent connections with the ascended masters and through ether, basically. Mm. Well, they come in different with different messages, but one of the recent one that really helped me to ease and to be more present is we as teachers tend to guide and find best solutions, advice for other people, but in that intention, we frequently go beyond what is helpful, but it losing ourselves in someone's perceptions is a very big trap. Like it's a hidden trap. We start figuring out how to help these people, how to solve their issue and how to basically heal them, while in this process we may get lost and all of a sudden lose our own balance. So, and then one phrase just helped me getting back is think more about cleaning your own house rather than cleaning other ones' houses.
Yeah, we can get preoccupied, definitely, by going into someone else's business, right?
Yes. And so that really helps to ease things up.
Mm.
Well, am I getting out of my alignment? That's the question, for what reason? And you still can guide by the example, and it's the best way to do it. And I think Vishnu is addressing this question. Gurus?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, a person who is looked upon as a guru isn't necessarily telling the world that's what they are. It's often the people that are drawn to them that are giving them that label. They're simply sharing wisdoms. What you do with that, whether you relate to it or not, is totally up to you. Take whatever it is that serves you and leave the rest behind. But tune into yourself to see where you're coming from within yourself is healthy, you know. It's not about following. I mean, you know, the thing is that in this world with social media, I mean, how many people go and follow on Instagram? Just, I'll follow that person, follow that person, and they get sucked into that person's life based on what they're posting on Instagram. Not a criticism, everyone, but you can see what that happens, you know. I love it. I love some people on YouTube that are out there renovating some of their houses in different parts of the world. I love it. I love not absorbing myself into their life, but it's what it is. It's seeing someone being empowered, living their life and happy to share it. They're not asking you to suck them, you know, get sucked into their world, But, you know, it's lovely to see that people are making choices that are they feel empowered in and getting on with their life, you know, and that they're happy to share it. But whether someone likes it or doesn't like it, it's irrelevant. It's just, you know, you can not too dissimilar to when we do our podcasts. We, you know, take what works for you, what doesn't, leave it behind. If you don't like it, switch it off. So it's the same thing, you know. We love sharing. Ganesh loves sharing. He loves being with He loves being, you know, and happy. I mean, if someone's having a party, he shows up because he loves to party. You know, he loves snowboarding. He loves all that. So not so much, you know, hiking because that takes a lot of energy. But, you know, there's lots of things that we all do. But I guess really in what you're saying, Sasha, also is that it's so easy to interfere without realizing because you think, you know, you might be able to help someone, but you become a fixer. You know, and you invite yourself into someone else's circumstance, you know, and everyone does it to some degree at some times. And there's also the archetypes that are personality, you know, the fixer, the pleaser, you know, all of those archetypes. But then you transcend that and you become the aligned at one man. So we can all dive into an archetype, but then we can pull ourselves out. We can all become a pleaser if you're in a situation that you're forever appeasing and pleasing someone, you know. So there's all of that too. But where we're coming from with the elevation is about alignment with your own energy and feeling where you're at. And it can change all through the day. But just being aware of it, you know, not so you're missing out on everything else, because awareness is just everything. It's one of the most critical points of growth is being aware, because that's where change occurs consciously. So, you know, and, you know, there's nothing that we need to fix in the world. We're creators of the world. So whatever we want to show up in and create is what we are, you know. We could go a lot deeper with that since we're on a timeline. And even though there's no deadlines here, we, you know, just to share with everyone, we were doing like podcasts and I think they were going like 2 hours. It's a bit long, you know, because people are busy. And so that's why, yeah.
You know, Isis, and you're talking about alignment that, you know, you could be a fixer or a pleaser or and then transcend beyond that. And I think most people, including me, it's kind of like a fixer or a pleaser, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Stuck in that, right? So how do we, I mean, I understand, I know what you're going to say, that we'll go back to the breath, you know, is what we align. But is it in your experience that sometimes you, when you align, you also align with my being or Sasha's being? Because I have noticed over a time period that you could tap into my reality. And
oh, definitely. You know, yeah, and we do. We all do. We're tapping into someone else's, you know. I mean, if you go onto YouTube and you go, there's someone you love to follow because you love their story and what they're doing, you're tapping into elements of the reality. Obviously, you're not right there. You're not living their life, but you're getting glimpses of the way they're presenting their life. It's not necessarily their oral their life, they're just showing elements of their adventure and you're tapping into that. You don't have to see it through a media. You can energetically tune into someone else's journey. But oh, I mean, yes,
sorry to interrupt. I think that's what I was actually trying to say. So it's you're tapping in is a bit more deeper than me surfing on YouTube and looking at someone's,
yeah, you know? Yeah. But I will say this, like, you know, it's a respect. You know, there's a lot of people that are very energetic and that they, it can be like people, it's about honoring someone else's vital life force. You don't, it's really important not to just go in uninvited. I mean, there's a lot of that back in the day when energy was all, you know, and a bit woohoo, which is, you know, not, but it, there was an era that people were sort of imprinting on others uninvited, you know, so they would try and tune in to what was going on in that person's life, but uninvited. And that's not respecting another being, you know, you don't try and hook into someone's vibration uninvited. You know, it's like entering someone's home without being invited in, you know. So.
I wanted to also say a couple of things about this. Normally that doesn't happen on a certain frequency. So it all depends on our own tuning, like what do we tune, and the desire to imprint something may be of a lower frequency intention than
higher frequency. Yeah, so it is an intent. Yeah.
Because there's so much interest in everyone's journey by itself, why would we, I mean, unless we really are sending love and light to this person, which we definitely can help elevation process if they're willing to receive that as well.
Yeah, we're not sending it though. We're not sending it. You're simply emanating. There's a difference between sending and emanating. When you're in your total unconditional self, then you're emanating. So, you know, even in neuroscience and, you know, you've got the quantum physicists and you've got the people and they'll say send or healers or anyone send love and light. But when you're emanating, it's you're not a long way from them. You know, that's that separation. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, you're emanating. That energy is going to be present wherever it's required, you know. So, and as for a different, like what's considered a lower vibration, I think people have wonderful intentions, you know, so they just might be trying to tune in. It's not a bad thing. It's just that it's just really important to be aware of where your motivations are. And it's not a lower vibration. It's simply a vibration that sometimes is well-meaning, but, you know, maybe it was something that, you know, maybe query with the self whether it's something you want to do. And I know where you're coming from with that insofar as I don't even think about it. I never think about, personally, I don't think about tapping into someone, you know, uninvited or whatever. Sometimes that a person may have sent signals out, and if there's a client, someone that we're working with or someone Ganesh is working with, then naturally it'll just flow through. But I'm very aware of people taking on what's a lower and higher vibration. So we really, vibrations are vibrations, and elevation in the context we mean is that there's a rising up of understanding through sound frequency vibration and being very conscious of the choices and creativity that we make without judgment, but just being conscious of it. But with regard to, you know, when you emanate, it literally does just emanate, you know, as you are, as a source being.
Yeah. I really like that word, sending as opposed to, emanating as opposed to sending, because in this world we are so caught up in the sending aspect.
Yeah, and we do. And Sasha's so right, because, you know, we all say that we send you a lot of love. You know, like someone like my father, as you know, passed, we're sending you all the love. And absolutely, I took it in the context it was meant, but because we're talking about elevation and we're talking about, it's just a different play of words. So the word sending is wondrous, and we don't want anyone to take that, you know, because Sasha's so true. I send you all the love, you know, it's just something we say. But we just want to bring it back to that presence. And when you're pure presence, you're emanating, you know.
When you emanate, do you think sometimes, like, do you mix with other energies? Do you need to protect yourself in some ways?
Protection is a funny thing. You know, what are you protecting? Why do you feel you need protection? You know, so I guess it depends on what your circumstances are as to why you would feel you need protecting. When you're in your space of emanation, or, you know, we could use the word sending, we just wanted to clarify, because people are going to have a different definition. That's really what we're saying, because Sasha said that perfectly. But we just wanted to clarify or give you different options of vocabulary. Maybe that's a different way of saying it. But then if you're feeling like you need protected, what is creating the fear around what is it you feel like you need protecting from? So in your state of emanation, there's no fear. It's fearless. It's not there, because you're light emanating.
We have only 5 minutes remaining.
We're not used to this, are we? So, yeah.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah.
I really like this short session, to be honest.
Yeah.
And do we want to meet outside?
Yes, yes, that would be great. Because we, so to the audience, we're going to do another one follow up. We thought we'd just do it in smaller bursts, so you've got digestive time, or you could just swap out what you, you know, and mix it up for yourselves. I know Sasha's got a lot more he would love to share about that and sending, and I would love to share so we don't have a divide in the two words because they actually mean the same thing. But in previous podcasts, we've always shared how we perceive a word according to how you, you know, experienced it. So it was a really beautiful gift that Sasha shared in saying that, because it's going to resonate with so many more of you. And thank you, Ganesh, for using the word emanate and also the questions. But we're going to continue this, and we're going to do more of this podcast on this particular subject because it is vast. I mean, it's infinite. But thank you, Sasha. Thank you, Vishnu, for joining us. It's just the beginning of what we're going to share on elevation, emanation, and sending love and light and being it. Being it is critical, and also the presence of what it is to just be present and live in the now beyond the vocabulary of that, which is, you know, an interesting take on that. So thank you so much.
So Isis, would you say to the audience that if you want to be in the state of an elevation, it's going back to the breath again?
It's the easiest way. It's not the only way. There's never one way. We just often work with the ether space and the breath because it's something that's really a gift to the self to allow airflow in your being. And then with airflow, you have the ether, which is space, and then you become more aware of your sound. But there's infinite ways. There's not one way. There's so many people out there sharing different ways. But air is something, breathing is something we do without even recognizing that we're doing it. And sometimes we hold our breath way too many times. Sometimes we shallow breathe. Sometimes we feel the force that we're forcing ourselves to breathe in a different way that maybe doesn't serve us. There's all sorts of things happening there. But I think that's it. So thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back very shortly and to share more of that. And if you have any thoughts, any experiences you want to self-express, please share them on either Patreon or Spotify. This recording is on both those platforms. And we look forward to meeting and greeting you in the next nanosecond of flow in cosmic consciousness, quantum physics. Bye for now.